At this time, we'll stand up and have a pledge of allegiance, but also would you remain standing afterwards for a moment of silence for the Department of Public Works employee, Chuck McCade, and for Behavior Health and Recovery Service employee, Christy Olson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Do we have any public comments at this time? An issue's not on the agenda. If there are no comments, we'll go into the consent calendar. Supervisor O'Brien has asked to speak on B5.
Now, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, please.
Just want to take a moment to comment on item B5, which is improvements out of Woodward Reservoir, which includes installing some restrooms and some picnic tables, as well as some other items. A lot of people, especially in these budget times, ask, how can you spend money on something while you're laying off staff? And I just want to take an opportunity to explain how we have different pots of money that can only be used for certain things. This money that's being used at Woodward Reservoir cannot be used to pay salaries. And so I just think it's important for the public to understand that we're required to spend money based on the source of those funds. Those funds are for use at Woodward, and so that's what we are doing. Other people might question why we're putting restrooms in and are we going to have the staff to clean those and maintain them and the funds to take care of them. And at Woodward Reservoir, it's a fee to enter, and that's what those fees are used for. And so it is appropriate that we use these fees, if that's what they're targeted for, use them in these manner. So I just want to make those comments.
Thank you. Also, Executive Officer Mr. Robinson has some comments.
Yes, I have two corrections to make to the agenda. Item B3 is the approval of the matters relating to the Juvenile Commitment Center construction project. And for this item, we had requested comments. We did receive one comment after we had posted the agenda. That comment was from the City of Modesto, was received after the agenda was published. We do acknowledge receipt of the letter and will work with the city and state to ensure compliance with construction standards as necessary. I would further indicate that that there were no surprises. Our analysis shows that this was just a standard form letter to invite the county to continue to work with the city on this very important project. Second item, item C2, we had in the agenda item listed, and this was approval to set a public hearing to consider the addition of alley lighting in the airport neighborhood. We had properly noticed that as a night meeting with the public hearing to occur at 6:35. The agenda item incorrectly reflects 9:05 a.m. And so this, I just want to point that out, but indicate also that we did properly advertise this.
Any further comments? If not, someone make a motion?
Motion to approve consent calendar with corrections as noted.
Second, please?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Been passed. Now I would say that we get down to correspondence.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Okay, that would be acknowledge receipt of claim and refer to the Chief Executive Office. And does anyone from the Board of Supervisors have reports?
Well, I'd just like to say that last night I completed the last of the awards for the Westside Healthcare Task Force's Healthy Lifestyle Awards. We had an essay contest and an art contest for our calendar, and three different school districts competed in that, the Gustine, Newman, and Patterson. And I went around to all the school districts, and last night I got to the last one, gave away the grand prize to a high school senior in Patterson of the iPod Touch. So that was a nice award. Anyway, we have the calendar and everything's done. So the task force does a lot of things to try and improve the healthcare services on the west side, but this is our outreach and educational aspect of the group. Just thought I'd make that comment.
Well done. Any other comments?
I'd like to invite everyone on February 24th in Turlock, anyone that's out there in the viewing audience, going to have a town hall meeting with Congressman Denham, Assemblyman Barry Hill, myself and Mayor John Lazar. We're going to have all forms of government, federal, state, county, local officials, including the school district and the irrigation district. And it's going to be an opportunity for the public to come out and ask questions of all their leaders, have them all in one place at one time. So we're going to experiment with this, see if it works, and I'll try and take it to the town of Houston. But it will be February 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. to War Memorial in Turlock, and we'll be sending out press release in the next couple of days.
Any other comments? At this time, then, we'll have the executive officer.
Yeah, just a very brief comment on our state and federal lobbying efforts. Legislature, both the Senate and Assembly, are very busy working on budget matters. My understanding, 27 scheduled hearings in the Senate, 29 in the Assembly. There seems to be a real intent and driving emphasis on defining budget cuts to meet the March deadline established by the governor necessary to be able to place items for the June election. Realignment is going to be a critical issue for this upcoming budget, and the California State Association of Counties affiliate organization and others are working diligently to with the administration and the legislature to define an appropriate course of action for the program realignment. As you know, that could be include both public safety and human services programs, could be far-reaching and could have very significant impacts on the state-local relationship. So we're working directly with the committee and we'll be actively involved in this process.
We'll recess now to the sitting of the Stanislaus County In-Home Supportive Service of Public Authority. I'd like to call to order. Also, consent calendar. May we have a motion on that, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Then passed. We don't have any correspondence at the time or public hearing. We are the agenda items, nothing in public forum. Is there anyone on public forum? I've not received any requests at this time. Anyone in the audience? If not, we'll convene, and I would like county council.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Sitting as the Board of Supervisors now, we will adjourn to closed session to have conference with legal counsel to discuss significant exposure to litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 Subdivision B. This involves one matter concerning the Central Valley Water Regional Water Quality Control Board Waste Discharge Requirements Order Number R5-2009-0051 related to the operations at the Gear Road landfill. We do not expect a report out.
Thank you. The meeting is now adjourned.